Shape Living for the Better, The First 100 Years of Electrolux, by Ronald Fogerfill.
Let's get this over with so we can go to dinner. The mood in Handelsbanken's boardroom at Kungsträdgårdsgatan 4, Stockholm, on this Friday in late August 1919 would have been something akin to inattentive. Most of the people in the room had more important things on their mind than the agreement and the new name they were to decide on. This was mostly a formality. The subject of the meeting was Electrolux. The primary five actors involved were the listed company, Abigasa Kumulator, or AGA, the vacuum cleaner manufacturer, Lux, the sales company, Electron, the large Swedish bank Handelsbanken, and, last but not least, the 38-year-old entrepreneur Axel Wenner-Gren. AGA had been founded in 1904 and developed into an internationally renowned company thanks to inventor and entrepreneur Gustav Dalén. He had invented a revolutionary lighthouse system which had become the world leader in the industry. He lost his sight in an accidental explosion in 1912, but continued running the company. That same year, he was also awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics. In the year that Electrolux was formed, Dalén was still president of AGA, and the chairman of the board was Arvid Lindman. Lindman was one of the great industrialists of his time and a politician. He had previously served as prime minister of Sweden and held leading positions in several Swedish industrial companies. Not only was Lindman the chairman of AGA, he also chaired the board of Handelsbanken, the bank that made it financially possible to start Electrolux. The bank granted Wenner-Gren a loan of 700,000 Swedish krona against a surety provided in Electron shares. The listed company of Lux had been founded in 1901, at the time manufacturing kerosene cookers and lamps. However, there was no future in kerosene as electricity had its breakthrough shortly after. So, the company instead turned to lighthouse engineering. This was not met with the approval of their competitor Dalén, who promptly acquired the company. Lux once again changed direction, and from the early 1910s, it started making vacuum cleaners, including a copy of the American brand Santos. In 1919, AGA owned 51% of the shares in Lux. The rest was owned by Electron. Electron was founded by Wenner-Gren in 1915. It was a sales company that primarily sold vacuum cleaner models made by Lux. At the start of 1919, the majority of the shares in Electron were owned by AGA. The rest were owned by Wenner-Gren. Now that Electrolux was formed, he would be the sole owner of Electron. The newly formed Electrolux would be a subsidiary of Electron. In return, Wenner-Gren had undertaken to purchase large volumes of Lux vacuum cleaners. Lux, for its part, agreed for a 10-year period that Electron and Electrolux would sell all vacuum cleaners made in its factory. To put it briefly, this meeting was part of a process entailing both a new distribution of responsibilities and a new name for one of the world's most promising vacuum cleaner projects. A new agreement had now been concluded between the manufacturing company AB Lux and Wenner-Gren's sales company, Electron AB, which meant that the latter assumed exclusive sales rights to vacuum cleaners of the brand Lux, along with an obligation to purchase all its vacuum cleaners from Lux. At the same time, the name of Electron's subsidiary, Elektromekaniska, was changed to Electrolux. Not only was this a brand that Wenner-Gren controlled alone, having used Lux before, but also an ingenious and unique international name, which worked in all languages. The parties tried to hammer out a collaboration format that would benefit them all and which would run smoothly for a long period of time. The fact that they had planted the seed of an international company with the ingenious name Electrolux, which worked in most languages, probably did not cross their minds. To accompany him at the company formation, Wenner-Gren brought his close childhood friend.